They can use the money which they got from the sale of the Beis HaKnesses to buy a teva. And generally, we point out before the teva is referring to the Oren. Or they would have like a shelf that they would keep it, or the box, what we call the Oren. Machru teva, if they sold an Oren. So we have to go up in Kedusha. That would mean buying something which would go directly on the Sefer Torah itself, the mantle of the Sefer Torah, the covering of the Sefer Torah. Machru mitpachas, if they sold the mitpachas, which is the mantle which goes directly on the Sefer Torah. So going up, loichem b'dmeo svorim. You got to buy svorim. Even though it's not a full Sefer Torah, but it's a higher level of Kedusha than a mantle because it's each chumash written separately. Or you could use that money for Nevi Maksuvim. Machru Swarim, if you sold Swarim, Lechem Edmei and Sefer Torah, then the only thing which goes up in Kedusha at that point in time is a Sefer Torah. So you could use that money to go up in Kedusha to buy a Sefer Torah. I will Ipcho, or read him in Kedusha, so to go lower in any of these scenarios, Oster. I feel him Kadab mixes a most, Dabr Shekedusha, so Chamura, and Yechalim Lashan is a most, so Likedusha Kalba. All the money has to go up. You can't say, well, you know, I sold the Oren, got $10,000, so I'm going to go up at Kedusha with $9,000. Another $1,000 already I can use for something else. But no, you can't do that. Gimel, Shemachru Beitza Knesses. I feel like Chatkila Nami Mutalim Kerei Liktunas Ilo Kedusha. So the language of the Shekhanor was, if you sold it, you use it for this. Sounds like it's only B'di'evit. No, in the case where you need to get something of a higher Kedusha, you may sell something of a lower Kedusha to get something of a higher Kedusha. Well, then, uses the language of B'di'evit to tell you even the other way around, even if... even if you already sold it, you may not go down to Kedusha. That which you say you're allowed to sell to order to go up in the Kedusha, if by doing so you're going down to but no Beis HaKnesses, that's the Mishnah Berurah, we'll discuss that later on. Now, this is all talking about right now, the Berurah Halacha points out that that without getting involved in the process of what's called Shiva Tuva Yair, B'mayimet Anshei Yair, which means basically that all of the members of the city agree to the sale. The representative, they would have what's called the Shiva Tuva Yair. They would appoint 7 people to represent the needs and the interests of the city. And they sold it to B'mayimet Anshei Yair, which means with all the people having designated and to do that, over there you're allowed to actually change it, the money. You have more power to change the money. Than this, but it's talking about we didn't do that. So this is the basic halacha without any special rules. It was going up for kedusha. It's mutter. The each step up is always considered a higher madriga of kedusha. They would write this chumash, each chumash like a sefer Torah on a scroll, but it was only each chumash separately. The mantle of Sefer Torah is not actual Kedusha itself. It's there to Mishamash and Sefer Torah. So going to a Nibi Miksum is called going up. But when we compare Chumashim and the Nibi Miksumim, they're both greater than the Mitpachas. However, they're not equal. The Kedusha's Chumash, when it's written Meglila, like with the dinim of Ksiva, is higher than in the Bima Ksuvim, and therefore, also Likach, Midmei Chumashim, the Bima Ksuvim. You cannot buy, sell Chumashim, and then use it to buy the Bima Ksuvim. Midmei the Bima Ksuvim, like Chumashim, but vice versa, you may do the. If a person sells the Bima Ksuvim, he can use it to buy the money to buy Chumashim. The Bima Ksuvim, Gufa, Kiyadar, and Nino. Mishabura weighs in over here and says, the Nevi'im and Ksuvim are equal. We don't give a higher Kedusha to the Nevi'im over Ksuvim or vice versa. But the chumash which we have, which are bound, even though it's all of the chumashim together, in that sense it's better than the chumash they were talking about. But a chumash written with all the kedush dinim of tikkun sefer Torah has a higher level of kedusha, even though it's only one chumash, than our five chumashim altogether. Okay. I will ipcha, but to go down is also the Hanu Sefer Torah like a chumashim.
What do you mean by that?
Their chumashim that they're referring to over here was it was written on a cloth with the O. It was sewn. It was a scroll. The only difference was it wasn't all five chumashim. Which is a Sefer Torah. It was just one chumash. They would have a Bereshis scroll. So that kedusha. The same way we write a sefer of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, it has a kedusha because it's written with all the lochas of ksiva. So if you write a chumash, it also gets a kedusha because it's written all the lochas of ksiva. It's not a sefer Torah, but it's so now if I compare that to a printed chumash with all five volumes of all five svarim of the chumash, chumisha chumash yisara, a printed chumash, bound chumash on one side versus a singular, a braces scroll. Which one's greater?
You say,
scroll. That's what he said, correct.
Is the print chumash somewhere in this line, or it's not even relevant to this whole discussion?
Well, Mishabur is not doesn't give us any information on that. But I think that they do speak about it over here.
We may have discussed it in Hilchos Sefer Torah, but if you had five individual chumashim written, each one on a cloth, and you sewed them together, does that constitute Sefer Torah? It had to be written originally.
If they're written with all the halachas, you could put it together. You have to have had kavanah by the Shemus, etc. But assuming you had everything else, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they quote over here on Mo'an Yeradeya that which now that was a written chumash, but it was not without the dinim of any of the, you know, it wasn't on the cloth, it wasn't the yo, it wasn't sewn, etc. So it has the same level of kedusha as Nevi'im. Now the regards to a chumash which is betfus, that the Mor is not talking about, but the Or HaShulchan says that kedusha's chumash which is betfus is still higher than that of a mantel, because it might say it's kedusha's the words of Torah. Okay. You can't sell Sefer Torah to buy chumashim. V'chein b'chumashim mitpachas. V'chein b'chulu. Then he said, "Yeah, fine." Gimel, Sif Gimel. Sefer Torah shenim se botos. Dinu k'chumashim. So till you fixed it, you can't use it for Kriya Satara. It went down from its Kedusha. So it has the same level of Kedusha as the Chumashim, which are written Ketikunam, just it's not a full Sefer Torah. So it's not a full Sefer Torah either at this point in time. Fine. Mishnah Berurah Ches Dinuk HaChumashim Kimashen Karimboy. Since right now you may not use it for Kriya, so it's the same thing as a chumash. It's not a full sefer Torah. Al pishav shel l'sakti, even though you can fix it, and when you do fix it, it will But right now, it's not functioning as a Sefer Torah.
When's that wording?
Okay.
In
mutter liknos b'dmei kedusha achas kedusha cheres ki yotzibo. You want to go parallel, not up or down. So yesh oisim or yesh matir. So that some say that you want to buy something of the same level of kedusha. Some say it's mutter.
Don't want to go up or down.
And some say it's mutter. See mishabura. The Hainu Shemarcha Basic Knesses Yeshana Rosibu Dema Lika Chadasha. The first example we gave was Basic Knesses. So you're selling one shul for another shul, an older one for a new one, but it's the same level of Kedusha. So we have the phrase Malam Bekadosh and Meridin. So you weren't Malam Bekadosh, but you weren't married. So it's the main point that you must be Mala. The main point is you shouldn't be married. The kibbutz ain malin b'kedusha, since you're not going up. I'll go up the ain marid and gamkim, you're not going down, but it's not enough. You have to go up. You're only allowed to sell it to go up. Now, b'davka b'chol ha'dwar m'shiyachu l'halas b'kedusha b'chanal. Se b'tor shen yachu l'halas b'kedomim b'kedusha yoser, yuchu yamam k'shemachra yikach b'demeh acheres. That, you know, here you have an option of using the money for something going up, so that's what you say, some say you can't. Sefer Torah, the only way you can go is you can't go up. At best you can go equal. So the case would be a need to sell Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah. That'd be mutter. V'yesh matirim kibbutz kaponim and married in mikdushos, and they say as long as you're not married, it's okay. Chozal then you may have it. Now this all talk about if you sold it, what could you use the money for? You may not sell it to use it for something else. Why? I mean, you know, you're insulting it. What? That's the same Torah or something. I said the word mutter before. It's not really mutter. It means once you've done it, it's mutter to use it for that purpose. Okay. We're not worried, like we have discussed before, that he might end up wasting the money and not using it, and ever using it. No. It's ready to go. The only time you're allowed to do the chetchila is if you're going up. If in the shul there was something which was there was an element of danger, was the walls were weakening, something like that, sort of something which was Not at the proper strength. Or shall you cut them? Mihalchilah was too small. Kliyam mutter afilu chachilah macher kedeli kachacher. So then you're allowed to do it. You have a valid need. So you're allowed to do that. Okay. Kosebatatz bezmanenu onu royim harbeid merchem svorim lochem acherim b'demayim. We see people selling svorim, buying other svorim which are equal across the chachilah. So why they all do the chachilah? Near the achshav we mitchila kishakarna hasever hoyer b'daito lekach sheiloi calls man she tzarachloi. I mean, yistamon lo yerse yafa yimker zebi yikach heyafa. It's if you made it tonight, the chachilah you're only buying it and designating the money for that purpose as long as you don't have a better, nicer option. Vashla hisa b'verish even though you did not say that explicitly. It's as equivalent as if you said it. Well, your rabbi calls him Tamin Gazer, whom Tamin Ku, Mishum, the same Ramash calls him Sif Yud, Yachid, I'll say for Tarashaloy, Mutter Limker. This whole issue is only Batama that belongs to the Tzibur. The individual person has authority to sell it's his item totally. So he has more authority to what to do with it. Okay, now in regards to this, how do we pass on the oitim and the matirim? The Bir Locha brings that the Prima Gadim says that the Pesach is not like the matirim. And why is that? He says when the Shulchan Aruch presents two opinions, So he there's different ways of presenting it. You can present one of them as stam, one of them as a yesh. Some say it's mutter, and some say it's also. So you said it's the Ikir Pesach, you said it's this way, and some said the other way. But when you present both as a yesh, so the general rules you go, but the basra is the one that we pass on, like. So he presents me, some say Osir and some say mutter. So the rule would be you pass on like the second of the two, especially since it's an Issa Darabonin. Okay? Hey, in Gobel Mos, leave no space of Knesset, or base of Medrash, or Lit Nesteva, or Mitpachas, or Sever Torah. So here they have not bought it yet. They don't own it yet. They just collected money for that purpose. Right? So they bought the money, they collect the money for that purpose. To build a shul, or base of Medrash, or to buy an Oren, or a mantle, or a Sever Torah. But Rotzel, Shadnos, and Limitzarach, Masha Gobois, and now they want to change it for a different purpose. So, not only once you have the Sefer Torah, may you have the mitpachas, may you only sell it to go up. Once you have the money designated for that purpose, you can only change it to something of a higher Kedusha. Avol. In most of them, Dover, Shagobois, and Bishvilai. But here we're going to have a leniency, so you collect the money to buy a mantle for the Sefer Torah. And you bought a mantle for the Sefer Torah, and you had some money left over. So that the remainder, it comes out, never really was designated for the purpose of the mantle. Because that was a mistake. You collected more of the money you needed, so that money you can chase for something else. Vim kishagobo amos. If, however, at the time when they originally collected the money, his tulasas kept him in Moser Hadamim, they made a tanai that they could do whatever they want with it, with the remainder. Okay. I feel konu mochru because of a konu kedusha b'mixes Hadamim mutar l'harid Moser. So that would allow us, even if so they spent all of the money, and then they sold that, and they got money, and the second time around, they didn't use all the money. So they say, one second, once you use all the money for the higher Kedusha, the higher item, which you then sold, so that money now has to go up again. No, because the Tanai you made originally means even though you use it to buy, once it goes back to being money, the Tanai will allow you to use the moisture from the second time around for other purposes. Mr. Burrow will bring that someone disagree. Once you've actually made it into something of a higher Kedusha, the Tanai should become bottle. If they didn't make it the Tanai in the original money, they only made the Tanai at the time of the sale, it's too late.
Okay.
So this money which they purchased Eitzim Avonim now, which they're building a shul, so they have the materials. So Chol Kedushas Adamim Alo Eitzim Avonim. So now these Eitzim Avonim have the Kedusha that they're designated for a shul. So all you can do is move them up to Kedusha, which means that the Eitzim and Avonim have Kedusha now. Okay. We may view they Eitzim Avonim, the Tzara Pesach, Binyamin Sikhneset, so they didn't spend money. Donated the materials directly. So they brought these materials directly, being designated for the purpose of basic nesses. In Boliyat Gabai, once they've been given over to the Gabai, the people to receive it, to use it for building purposes, so the Kedushas takes effects on them. So the same issue now, you can't, you have to move it up in Kedusha, not lower. But till the person, they deliver it, you could give something, you could change. Now, you can't not give it all because there's some element of a netter element. So you have to give something, but it doesn't have to be these stones. You can switch these stones to other stones. But he can't back out of his commitment. Okay, Zot Mishavura. Yud Beis. So, they collect the money for the purpose of purchasing, to building a shul, or buying a teva, mitpachas, or sefer Torah. Okay, so it says over here, you can only be Mishana Mekedusha Kala L'chamura. Well, there's no way to be Mishana Sefer Torah from Kala L'chamura. Why do we say Mishana Mekoy? The Nakti L'Ashvinan, the Mishana Mekedusha the Haspakas Tamirim, Kekama Mesifah. So, Mr. Burr is bothered with the question. You can't go up. So what do you mean? You can't. The main point is you can't go down. So that's what it means. Or alternatively, we mentioned it because in the next step we'll talk about that there are exceptions of when you're allowed to be Mishana, and it goes to Sefer Torah as well, some of them. Hey, Mishana. So they don't want to, they want to take away the Kedusha of this money. So they don't want to take away the Kedusha of this money. They want to replace money with other money. So the main kedusha here is not specifically on this dollar bill, but on the value that it represents. So as long as we're not taking away the kedusha of the value that it represents, and we're keeping it for the purpose that it was designated for, the fact that I use this dollar versus that dollar shouldn't make a difference. So I want to borrow this money and give my other money instead. Is that acceptable? Lamogan Rom is Osir. The Baal Nichalu Mebin Mitzvah B'Mamin Zedavka. Matah Shori. So they have an argument: is that they have intent specifically this specific money that they gave, or they mean basically the value which is here, which that you that we're saying you may not change it for anything else, you may not lower it, you can take it up and not down, but they're not Makudavka on that specific money. The example here would be that, okay, they're gonna take the money out, use it for something else, and replace it with other money afterwards. See, we're not worried about them not paying back. That's not the issue, but you can't change the actual money. That's the question. We'll see that if there is authority of the these people who are appointed to be the elders of the city to make that type of decision. Now, and if once they spent the money and purchased what they were planning to purchase, and there's money left over, that money can be changed to Chomash Yirtzu. I feel double shame of Kedusha Klal, El Shu Tzarchi Tzibur. It's money for the Tzibur. You can't take it privately, but you can use it for anything you need. But Tam Kimisha Nasa Das Nasa. Well, as long as what you want to accomplish has been accomplished, so we assume that there's almost like a Tanai, the expectation was whatever is left over afterwards, we don't need it for that, so we never really designated for that the Chatkila. We had intent to use it for other purposes of the community. Now, if you make an actual Tanai, so that even though they said we're going to buy Nevi'im with it. And they bought Nevi'im with it. And then they said, we need to sell the Nevi'im. They sold the Nevi'im, and they used the money that they got to buy, Nevi'im Ksumim allows you to go up to Chumashim. So they bought Chumashim. Now the Chumashim, there's money left over because the Chumashim are a little bit less expensive than Nevi'im Ksumim. So far, we're good. What do you do with the extra money? So, the extra money, since you made it tonight, the Chavchila, even though it went through the stage of being part of the, there was no leftover money. It was part of the cost of all the money used for the Bima Ksuvim. They raised $50,000, bought the Bima Ksuvim. So there's no Moiser. Now they sell the Bima Ksuvim, and they sell it for $50,000, and they buy Chumashim for $45,000. So you have $5,000 left over. What do you do with it? Mutter, according to this tonight. Zot Mishabura, Tesvav, Al Yabba Grah, Mefakim Kim Bizet. Once, even though they made a tenai in the original that the extra money they can use for something else, but once they spent all the money on the Kedusha thing, it became designated for Kedusha. So now, when they sell the Nevi'im Ksuvim and they get the $50,000 back, all that money has to be designated for the Nevi'im Ksuvim type of usages or up. So you spend 45 on the chumashim. What do you do with the other 5? You get something else up. You can't go down anymore. The mechaber says it's mutter, but he says I'm loy hisnu kishagavu. But they made it tonight when they sold it. So when they bought collected the $50,000, they didn't make any tonight. They bought the Nevi'im Ksuvim for $50,000. Now, when they sold the Nevi'im Ksuvim, they made a tenai that they're selling it for the purpose of buying chumashim, and whatever's left over, they're going to use other purposes. Sorry, it doesn't help, but the money was already money of kedusha, and your tenai is too late. Tezayin Abul Tam the Oz Kishakonu Chalak Kedusha Kol Mashakonu. In a moel achakach a tenai based on mechira, it doesn't help you to make a tenai when you sold it. It's too late. Okay. Chol HaKedusha Zadamim. Then now the Ramah said in a case where you they used the money to buy the materials which they're going to use for the shul. So those materials now get Kedusha on them. Chol kedusha adamim, like Magen Avraham, shekasav d'liyal b'sev katan yud gimel, also l'lois and l'litan acherim taktum. See, now you can't exchange the materials for anything else, because these items become kaddish. The same way it's true by the money, you can't exchange it for something else. So also shenoysen, you can only exchange the materials for something about higher kedusha. She says, I understand, but the Kedusha is only Chal Mesech Knesset once you start using it. There's one Allah Milsi. So we say that just designating it without using it doesn't put the Kedusha on it yet. So your mama shall build the building. You ever daven in it yet? You can use it for something else. So here we're saying that the materials already got the kedusha. You didn't daven it yet. Mishabur says, "Hosamari shlenasa basic nesal yede gevias maos shagavu letzarcha bimnehir." There wasn't an act of a collection raised for the money for that purpose. Which, when the people are giving all the money over, they're designating it for the purpose of kedusha. They have money which they have in the coffers of the kahal. And they took that money and they bought it. Or people brought materials. Right. But when you collected money for this purpose, once you collect the money for that purpose, which has been now designated for the purpose of using it for basic necessities, you can't. The fact that you didn't daven there doesn't make a mutter. It still has there's a kedusha chal inside the designation of chatchila. Therefore, even if before you actually built it, it's still in the state of money or in materials, it's already also to use for something else. But there's an element of netter for kedusha purposes, so once it's delivered, it gets that kedusha. Either because once the Gabe has it, that is Chal Kedusha on it, or the Pshat is, even though we could argue with Sora that that's not true, but once it's been collected from the community for that purpose, so it would be a Bizoyan to lower it for something else, therefore we do not allow you to lower it for something else. Okay. We write some volume. If you person walking around, Mari can't show like Kochel or Kavod to some Ibn Yahir. If they went and collected materials, it's the same thing as collecting money. So we try to have it. The Kedusha, the effect is immediate. And you can't change it. The Zell agree in Megabu Mos. What was the case? Because the Morgan Rum said the point is, since you collected it, it's a bizarre to lower it. We didn't collect it over here. People just came and dropped things off. But if they went and they collected it, that would be, you may not change it. But Herod just dropped it off. Right. See, either the point is the Kedusha is Chal when it's Yibol Yad Gabai, or the Pshat is the Gevia itself adds an element of you must stay with what you've decided. So over here you had neither of those. So once the Yibol Yad Gabai is also to change it, except for Kedusha Samura, so now I said, Avali Ayan Shiva to be here, Maimon Ashi here, Shari Kemoy Shakosim Zayin. But if he hasn't got the Yad Gabai, it's Mutla Shanoison. If it hasn't been delivered to the Yad Gaba yet and they didn't collect, so you could exchange it for something else, but you can't back out because there's a netter element over here. Okay. Vav. So we've been making a major stress. You may not do other things with it, with the money. However, Sivvav, Mokhem Besekneses, Mechain Shardov, Wormshek, and Kedusha, Afila Sevator, La Haspokas, Tamidim, to be able to have the ability to give the Tamidim food they should be able to live, to learn. The goal over here is not a Sevator Torah, but it's the goal is living Torah. Oy, Oylahasi, Yisomim, Bidomov, to marry off. People which we have responsibility to make sure that they get married. Yisaimim. Phil Sevatara. Matam the Hominan. Emerchan Sevatara Lomotara. The Morris says you cannot sell Sevatara other than for the purpose of Lomotara, which means Masha Lomotara Mutra Phil Limka Sevatara. You may sell Sevatara for the purpose of facilitating Limanotara. Okay. She was a Rosh, Ayin Shom, Sheherich Bezeh. Fine. With always a Tukach, the Megula, Loisir Hadoshim, and Miswashim, Lahaksik Torah, Barayan. So, there's schools which need support. And if we understand that you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to make sure that the schools have the money they need to be able to teach the children, so how that you understand how chomer this issue is. So any person who's misrashal in supporting the Torah of the city, it's really quite improper for him to do that. Alhasi yisamim, afili yisamis. You can marry off boys or girls who do not have parents. Now, what's the chiddush of girls? The boy has a mitzvah peruvu, which the Chazal said that's a mitzvah rabba. But the girls don't have peruvu, so maybe you may not sell the Torah to sell the marry of the girls. Still mutter. We come back on the Shabbos Yitzhara, Shayat Gamba Isha. But there is the more so the reason why peruvu it's a mitzvah rabba, because you have pasuk which says, L'so bro, the Shabbos Yitzhara. The person did not create the world to be desolate, he wanted it to be populated. So that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That applies to men and women equally. Who are they in the Marcus Zevatar, the Pinyin Shurim? We do sell Zevatar to redeem people who have been captured by the Goyim. Morgan Ram Khan Hiskim Ali Rabbi Bashem Kamaposkim. Finally, Kamam Sef Yud Gimel, but Morgan Ram Shom, the Muchadain Roy Limker, I feel basic Nessus. I feel the Pinyin Shurim. Don't sell right away. Try and collect money first. But if there's no other way to get any money, even if they only have one shilling, one of a shilling to the bottom, they'll have to daven in a rented room without the mile of Kedusha's basic Knesses. But the issue is going to be Pinyan Shuyim. So, yes, you sell that shul for Pinyan Shuyim purposes. Even though you'll end up with no place to daven, but okay. I don't want to run through Zion, but the Shemur gives an introduction to Zion. So let's see the Hakdama of Mr. Brewer to Sif Cotton Zion. He named Nisha Sif Zion Yesh Bakama Protim. I would like to give an introduction to the Sif. For who? The Mashaniskaliya Minyan Mechir is based at Knesses. That which we're discussing selling is shul. Hani Milim Hu Shal Kfar. It's talking about it was a shul built in a small village. The Stam Benu Rak Adaita they do. When they built it, they had it basically in mind the people of the village, because basically they don't have other people coming through here. So that would allow the people of the city to decide that they should sell it, because it's theirs. It's always built for their usage. Actually, Yeridu Achakach Adomim Mikdushasim. But however, they have a problem. They cannot lower the kedusha of the dom. Now, Ukshunim Kergal Baskamas Hazayin Tovim Shalhem. If when it was sold, besides the Rav Ancher Ir, but the people who are designated as representative of the city, the Zayin Tovim, are the seven good people of the city, which they basically have full authority to make decisions, if they agree to the sale as well, as we'll see, that gives an authority to actually use it for other purposes as well. If it's basically necessary of the large cities, they recognize that people are constantly coming through here from other places, and they built it for the usage of everybody of the city and people who are not from the city. So now, when you're selling it, the people of the city are selling it. It's also owned, as it were. It was built for the purpose of people who do not live here. Even though the people of the city paid for all of the costs, we assume that they built it with intent for everybody who uses it, which is many people from outside of the city. It's a large city, there's constant people coming in. They can't sell it. Okay, and then he says, okay, let's explain the Shulchan Aruch, but we'll leave this for tomorrow.